any interview with Dr. Rowan Schablowski is guaranteed to include a number of unforgettable nuggets, and during our most recent conversation, Rowan began by commenting on one of the most discussed breast cancer papers of the year, the work led by Dr. Peter Ravdin documenting a surprisingly rapid recent drop in breast cancer incidence.
SEER reported this year that there was about a 7% reduction in age-adjusted breast cancer incidence looking at the year 2003 data compared to 2002. Not much was made of it, but Dr. Ravdin and myself and some other NCI investigators wondered if something should be looked at in terms of seeing if this is real and see if we could develop some kind of plausible hypothesis to get people involved in this area.
When did you all start working on this or become aware of it?
It was in the spring of 2006.
Wow, not too long ago.
So it was a 6% drop. And of course, over the last 20 years, the age-adjusted incidence had been going up at about 0.5% per year up until the last couple of years. And the way we approached the problem is we looked at, first of all, the SEER registries. There's 9 SEER registries capturing 26% of the data in the United States for cancer. And all 9 had reported the same reduction. We went back looking to month-to-month variation to see if there was some kind of fluctuation. There was no fluctuation on this month-to-month over the last 10 years. The other issue is we looked at other cancers because people could switch off software or something and then you might see a systematic change. So we looked at about 15 or 20 common cancers, no change in any of those cancers during this time period. So it appeared to us that this was a real finding. And then we started to look in subgroups. So where was the reduction? And the reduction was 7% overall, but when we looked at when it actually started to when it got to its peak was over about 18 months. And during that period, the reduction was 14%. And we looked in subgroups, and reduction was almost all in the estrogen receptor positive subgroup, very little effect in the estrogen receptor negative, almost all the effect in the 50 to 69-year-olds, very little in the premenopausal age group. We looked at second primary cancers for breast cancer, so that might be influenced by tamoxifen or aromatase inhibitor use, and those weren't decreased. So it looked like this was actually a real effect limited to estrogen receptor positive postmenopausal women.